Tuberculosis infects nearly 10 million people each year and kills nearly 2 million. If there's one thing health experts agree on, it is this.
TB is treatable and preventable.
Dr. Lee Reichman founded the Global Tuberculosis Institute at the New Jersey Medical School. When people with infectious TB cough, sneeze, or even talk, they propel TB bacteria into the air. An uninfected person can catch tuberculosis from inhaling a small amount of the germs.
TB spreads wherever people are close together and they share air for a considerable length of time.
In rich and poor countries alike, it's a disease that is stigmatized. TB often coexists with HIV/AIDS. The problem is, in poor countries, getting treatment for TB can be difficult. There are too few clinics, and getting to them is often a test of endurance. This woman walked for 5 hours to get to this clinic in Lesotho. She says women going to the clinic have to pass gangs of men, and some of the women have been raped.
Hello, Greenberry Primary.
South African TV personality Jerry Elston is her country's ambassador for TB, as well as a spokesperson for the International Federation of the Red Cross.
Talk to them about what causes TB.
9 years ago, Elston discovered she had non-infectious TB. She tells VOA that the initial reaction from friends and viewers was compassion.
What came afterwards, I think, was the big surprise. I thought I was doing a great service and duty to so many South Africans who perhaps have not been able to have a voice because they had TB, that have been silent and hidden because of their TB status. And initially, I experienced a little bit of discrimination.
Elston is working to remove the stigma from TB.
This illness knows no borders. It does not discriminate. It knows no creed, and it certainly is not a disease of the poor.
Medical experts and activists alike say the solution lies in education, educating governments, rich and poor, educating citizens to control the spread of infection. If that isn't done, experts say, we will face more deadly strains of TB, and it could become a pandemic. Carol Pearson, VOA News.